We just said a recitation from the Gospel according to Luke. And we are going to read now from the Gospel according to Matthew some very similar words of the Lord. He is making a comparison. He is saying that something is similar to something else. Reading from Matthew chapter 7. Therefore, everyone that heareth these words of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a prudent man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew, and they fell before that house. And it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does them not shall be likened to a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain descended, and the rivers came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and the fall of it was great. So the Lord talks about two different kinds of people, or two different men here. And he says they're like a man who built his house one way and a man who built his house another way. So one way that a man built a house was to build it on, yes? On what? Sand. And the other way
is the rock.
So the first one we heard about was the man who built his house on a rock. And the second one was the one who built his house on the sand. Well, how did things go? When they built them, it seems like things were fine. But it was when the bad times, when the storm came, and the winds blew, and the rain came down, and the rivers or floods came. What happened to the house that was built on the rock?
It yes? Fell down.
It stayed standing. And the one that fell down was the one that was on the sand. That's right. Now, the Lord wasn't just telling people about how they should build their houses. He said that people were like the man who built his house on the rock or the man who built his house on the sand. What was the person like who was like the man who built his house on the rock? Yes? Who keeps the truth. So first you've got to know the truth, but the Lord didn't just say knowing the truth was enough. He said you have to, yes? It's like the rock is all crushed up, and that's not so good. You want a solid rock to build your house on, and that is like someone who hears the Lord saying and does them. That's keeping the truth, right? Whereas the sand is said to be like the person who may hear what the Lord says, they may read the word, they may go to church, they may listen to things, but then they don't obey the Lord. They don't do what the Lord said. So how do we do that? Why is that like building on a rock? If you'll remember from the recitation, it explains how the man built his house on the rock. What did he have to do first?
He had to find a big rock.
Well, he didn't. And the way he found it was not just by looking around. He had to, it says he dug down. He dug down into the earth. And I don't know if you ever watched somebody build a house. But often the first thing they do when they build a house is they dig a hole. They dig down into the ground and they want to find something solid like rock to build the house on. Because they don't just want to build it right on top of the ground because that's like building on the sand. In the recitation it says the man built it without a foundation, without digging down first. And that's just building on the dirt, on the sand, and that's not like building on a rock. That's the person who may hear what the Lord says and go about living life without digging down. So it's important to dig down to find out what the Lord says, but then to build a house on that, to live according to what the Lord said. So there's two things, knowing what the Lord said and living what the Lord said. And just knowing what the Lord said, hearing the Lord's words, isn't enough. We've got to try to do it. And digging down and building your house means, like, when you are children, that's a good time to start learning the Lord's word and practicing at doing what the Lord says. Not just listening, but practice doing the Lord's word, doing what the Lord says. That is digging down to build the foundation, is starting early, starting while you are still young, because following the Lord, doing the Lord's word, gets better and better with practice. So you start, as soon as you hear what the Lord is saying, as soon as you know what the Lord wants you to do, you start trying to obey. The sooner you can start trying to obey, the better you are at digging down to find the rock to build your house, the house of your life, the way you will live for the rest of your life in this world, and if you build on the rock, to the rest of eternity in heaven. Amen.